Our topic today is the secret to finding money for a new business. Late-night television advertisements offer to solve many of life's challenges. Too little hair in the right places, too much hair in the wrong places, extra pounds in too many places. Solutions to these common problems are sold every day for three easy credit card payments. Breathless salespeople also tell us that they know the secret that has baffled entrepreneurs for generations, where to find money for a new business. Many of these same salespeople claim that they know the secret location of numerous government grants and loans, and that all an aspiring entrepreneur needs to do is apply to receive a check. In fact, the U.S. Small Business Administration, through banks and other lenders, has provided loan guarantee programs to qualified small businesses for years and years. SBA guaranteed loans have greatly increased access to capital for small businesses, but not every applicant is approved. And SBA does not provide free government money for starting a business. Before I reveal the secret, let's look at the options for financing a business. Equity investments are money or property put into the business in exchange for an ownership share. Owners have the riskiest position. They get paid last if the business fails, but they also have the greatest reward if the business is successful. Risk and potential reward are the foundation of equity investment, and the greater the investor's perception of the risk of a business, the greater return he or she will demand. Family and friends are often the first place to look for equity. If those closest to you don't believe in the idea, who will? Private equity investors, often referred to as angels, are also an option, but a good Rolodex of contacts is required because angels don't advertise. Determination, negotiating skill, and creativity are needed first to find an angel investor and then to reach an agreement you can live with. Debt is the second major financing option. Banks and non-bank commercial lenders scrutinize loan applications carefully. They are not likely to lend for a venture they see as too risky. The reason is simple. The lender's potential is only the timely repayment of the loan plus the interest. Whether an owner should seek equity or debt will depend on many factors, starting with the owner's personal financial situation. A new owner with some cash, related management experience, a good business plan, strong personal credit, and extensive personal assets for collateral will get a cordial reception from a banker. Borrowers may be able to overcome shortcomings in one or two of these criteria and receive a loan approval, but often loan applications with serious flaws must be strengthened with additional equity, more collateral, or a cosigner. Shopping for either equity or debt requires a lot of planning, preparation, and work, perhaps as much effort as given to planning and managing the business itself. Entrepreneurs must evaluate the strong and weak points of their proposals, then pursue the funding option that has the greatest chance of success and will have the greatest impact on their business. Remember, considerations aren't always financial. A failed business funded by family money can make holiday gatherings uncomfortable for years to come. The secret to finding money for a business is effective planning and communication. A written business plan or financing proposal is a must because it's the best way to lay out the issues, reduce the perceived risk, and clarify the potential reward for the investor or lender. Owners must be able to describe clearly how much money they need, why they need it, how and when the business will generate enough cash to both repay the principal, and how and when the business can provide a rate of return in line with the risk. I've provided you this secret free of charge, but putting it into action is certainly not easy. SBDC consultants can help. We work with business owners every day to help them find the critical money needed to grow businesses. Contrary to what they say on late night television, it's no secret that finding money is hard work.